Leave a Codja Thofalcha Roiv Gdi Erclar Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I hope I find you well this pleasant day. Well, you're probably listening to it during the day, or maybe even if you're downloading it, you're listening to it through the night. But wherever, whenever, however you're listening to Sounds Irish, I hope you'll stay and enjoy some of the tracks. Now, as regular listeners will know, you cannot contact me while I'm on the air. But of course, you can contact me at any time. joebollard2@aircom.net is the email address. joebollard, and then a figure 2 at aircom, aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Well, as usual, it's a mixed bag this week, but I have a little confession to make to you. There is quite a lot of self-indulgence here. You'll hear a lot of favourite songs and tracks we've heard before. Of course, they will all have an Irish connection. Not necessarily an Irish song, but a song perhaps sung by an Irish person, or written by an Irish person, or played by an Irish person. You get the idea. I'll tell you what we'll do. My favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. Let's get off to a lively start.
Molly dear, did you hear the news gone around? Down in the corner of my heart, a loving place you found. And every time I gaze into your Irish eyes of blue, they seem to whisper, darling boy, my love is all for you. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet accouchlet dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime. Dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, begin bigger, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Molly, dear, did you hear I furnished up the flat? Three little cozy rooms with bath and a welcome on the mat. It's £5 down and 2 a week will soon be out of debt. It's all complete except they haven't brought the cradle yet. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet accouchlet dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you were near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime. Come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, begin bigger, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Thank you.
ever say about the 100 sovereigns you have safely stored away. They say that's why I love you, but Molly, that's a shame. If you had only 99, I'd love you just the same. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Tachrishla dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you were near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime, Molly, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, be gay, be gorra, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh.
During that particular track, my guide dog, York, pushed his way into the studio and plonked himself down beside me at the recording desk. Lying on my foot, he is at the moment, and my foot will in the next few minutes go completely dead, but he must like this Sounds Irish programme that I do. During today's programme, we will be referring every now and then to the famine, an event that affected Irish history, and it occurred around 1846. And it had a huge influence on Irish music, certainly over the last 150-odd years. But before I do, I want to play this lovely track from the wonderful and gorgeous sounding Anne Marie O'Riordan. And she's saying, "Come Home" to Abbey Field.
The golden corn is high, my love, where wild winds whisper free. But I must take that lonely road that leads down to the sea. You sleep upon the towering hill, where twilight shadows steal, and hear the wild winds whispering, "Come home to Abbey Field." The New York lights are shining bright, our streets are cold and gray. A man must leave the dying hours to greet the newborn day. My memory roams wild and free as I wait an alien dawn of Mary T, who walked with me to greet the summer morn. Is that harvest moon still shining bright upon the fields' gold stream? Do stars or mean a halo lights up the meadows green? Do maidens glide the riverside and dance the forehand reel? And do lovers stray from Trasnoway near my town of Abbey Field? Where are they now, that gallant band that fought with awesome skill? Brave Larry Ellen Hartnett, Bomber Foley from the hill, O'Donnell God. freedom grand might hail the morning dew. The New York dawn is shining bright, her streets are cold and gray. My feet are on this city street, but my dreams are far away. Soon I fly that starlit sky, and when twilight shadows steal, then you walk with me in my memory, near my town of Abbeyfield.
Anne-Marie O'Riordan and the beautiful song Come Home to Abbeyfield. This is a song that I have played on the program before. Johnny McAvoy and the Famine Song.
In the year of 47, I saw an end to what had been. Saw my neighbors, friends, and loved ones fade before me like a dream. On the ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home. Now the land is cold and blighted, now the crop has failed again. There's no food upon the table, fear lives in the hearts of men. On this ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native. There's a cloud upon the mountain, and the rain is falling free. There's a shadow in the valley where my cabin used to be. On this ship I crossed the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrow, far from my native home. All my comrades, they have fallen, by the roadside they have died, in the fields and in the hedgerows, their hungry bones lie side by side. On this ship I cross the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home. On this ship I cross the ocean, sailing on the raging foam, to the land of my tomorrows, far from my native home.
Johnny McAvoy and the Famine Song. The famine was one of the greatest life-changing events in Irish history. It changed the whole shape of Irish history from about 1846. And it took years to recover from the famine. And you know, the sad part about it was that in other parts of Ireland, we were exporting potatoes to other countries, and yet our own people were starving here at home. And there are many, many sad stories of people families leaving, emigrating, leaving maybe 12, 13, 14 in the family, making their way to the nearest town or meeting point and leaving for foreign countries, and maybe only one or two arriving in Canada or America, the others having perished on the way. You know, lately on the program, I've been playing some tracks by Phil Campbell. And I got an email from a listener who said, Joe, could you play more of Phil Campbell on Sounds Irish? She has a lovely voice. Now, I want to play for you now a song by Phil Campbell entitled My Own Dear Native Land. And I'm sure it echoes the feeling of many of those people who were leaving Ireland because of the famine.
Farewell, my own dear native land, for here I cannot stay. I am prepared to sail away, bound for America, to leave the land that gave my birth. It grieves my heart full sore. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, where the three-leaved shamrock grows. The ship she lies at anchor, being now ready for to sail. May heaven send our vessel safe with sweet and pleasant gale. And when I'm on the ocean white, you'll all be in my mind. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, and all that I left behind. The tears flow freely from my eyes, my heart suppressed with woe. Think I'd leave my native land or be compelled to go to see my old-aged mother, and it fills her heart, you know, to leave that sainted Ireland where the three-leaved shamrock grows. Hurrah, my boys, our sails are spread, and the wind is blowing fair. Full speed to Castle Gardens, in a few days we'll be there. It's hard to part with all I love, that's in my heart, you know. Fare thee well, dear Ireland, where the three-leaved shamrock grows.
I want to paint a picture for you now. I want to paint a picture of a young man sitting on a stile overlooking the town. Between him and the town is the local graveyard. Buried in that graveyard is his young wife, Mary. He's leaving Mary and he's saying farewell to her. Now, this is a wonderful song, and it's sung here by Danny Doyle. It's sung unaccompanied, and I'm glad because I think it adds to the poignancy of the song. And it tells a story of how he remembers sitting on the stile with her, holding her hand and feeling her warm breath on his cheek. And then they get married, and then Mary dies. Everything is so sad and poor here in Ireland that he has decided to move away, to emigrate to America. But he says no matter how wonderful a country it is, he will never forget Ireland, and he will never forget Mary.
I'm sitting on the stile, Mary, where we sat side by side on a bright May morning long ago, when first you were my bride. The corn was springing fresh and green, the lark sang loud and high, and the red was on your lips, Mary, and the love light in your eye. The place is little changed, Mary, the day seems bright as then, the lark's loud song is in my ear, and the corn is green again. But I miss the soft clasp of your hand, your breath warm on my cheek, and still I listen for the words that you will never speak, that you will never speak. I'm very lonely now, Mary, for the poor make no new friends, but oh, they love them better still, the few our Father sends. And you were all I had, Mary, my blessings and my pride. There's nothing left to care for now, since my poor Mary died. I thank you for the patient smile when your heart was fit to break, when the hunger pain was aching there, you hid it for my sake. I bless you for the pleasant word when your heart was sad and sore. Oh, I'm thankful you are gone, Mary, where grief can't reach you more, where grief can't reach you more. And when amid those grand old woods I sit and shut my eyes, my heart will travel back again to where my Mary lies. I'll think I see that little glade where we stroll side by side, and the springing corn and the bright May morn, when first you were my bride. I'm bidding you a long farewell, my Mary kind and true, but I'll not forget you, darling, in the land I'm going to. They say there's bread and work for all, and the sun shines always there, but I'll not forget old Ireland, were it 50 times as fair, were it 50 times as fair.
Do you see what I mean? How the song being sung unaccompanied adds to it? I think so, anyway. And there we had some wild fiddle playing from Eileen Ivers and some amazing Bowron playing. Now, a Bowron is a type of an Irish drum, and I think we've discussed this on the program before. And it's a very special way. It's an art in playing an Irish Bowron. You don't just whack it with a stick. I think actually to play it properly, you need to play it with a bone or bones. But I must ask my son about that because he plays a Bowron. But there we heard some lively stuff from Eileen Ivers plus the Bowron player. Now, our Daniel track is not only one of my favourite songs, and I did tell you at the beginning, or did I, that I was having a lot of self-indulgence on this week's Sounds Irish. It's one of my favourite songs. It's entitled A Cottage by the Lee. The Lee is the River Lee on which Cork stands. This is, I think the lyrics in this are poetic, but not only that, I think there's a lovely tune. Here, Daniel O'Donnell and A Cottage by the Lee. Close your eyes and imagine the picture that Daniel is painting.
Tis well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far-off look they see. What can it be, the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And truth to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of memory, to where my heart will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the Lee. My home, sweet home, that I so fondly cherish. The dear ones there mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be, I'm sure it's in that cottage by the Lee. Tis grand to stand outside that cottage doorway and gaze across the cornfields so rich and gold, to hear the stream go rippling by the meadow, or watch the shepherd calling to his fold. And down the lane that winds behind the garden, the blackbird greets the smiling summer morn. And as his music echoes o'er the valley, you'll smile and bless the day that you were born. Yes, that's my dream, my lovely dream of homeland. And though I thought a rover I could be, yet soon I found I left my heart behind me within that lovely cottage by.
And now we're having a song from Frances Black. We're all familiar with the wonderful voice of our sister Mary Black, but here's Frances.
Frances is telling us all about Danny.
And, of course, Danny is doing what countless young men did before him. He's leaving for America, and she's broken-hearted.
Danny's made his mind up. He's leaving for America. He's leaving for America, leaving all of us behind. He says there's nothing here, not drenched in beer and blood and retribution, and the wealth distribution's been weighing heavy on his mind. And he knows that he'll regret the leaving, knows that he will pine for grieving, for the sky rolled by the singing sea and all of us behind. Danny looks so lovely working in the fields, we're dancing like a wild one, sparks flying round his heels. But his friends all gone before him, from the sacred ground that bore them. Now they wonder, does she scorn them for giving up the land? And they know that they regret the leaving, know that they will pine for grieving, for the sky rolled by the singing sea and all of us behind. And I wonder, does he know I love him? All below and all above him, as I sit here by the singing sea, alone and left behind. And I wonder, does he know I love him? All below and all above him, as I sit here by the singing sea, alone and left behind. Yes, I wonder, does he know I love him? All below and all above him, as I sit here by the singing sea, alone and left behind.
Frances Black, and as I said, on last week's programme, we had Mary Black. So I'll tell you what we'll do. On this week's programme, we'll get them all in. Come on, you lot. All the Black family, mother, father, the lads, Mary, Frances, the Gansey load of them, as we say here in Ireland, all going to tell us the story of Mick McGilligan's daughter.
Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Inchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now she doesn't have to hike or see McHugh about a bike. She is not a girl that's built that way. She prefers the bit of swank with the chappie from the bank. She's invited every evening out to pray. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now her hair's a raven hue, all the boys are raving too. She is an awful tough to be sure. In her neat little suit as well as she is a terrible swell. She swears she'll marry a tough from Terranure. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The ancient core girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. Where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter. Who? McGilligan's youngest daughter. She's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May.